The U.S. Treasury Department accuses South Sudan's Defense Minister Kwal Manyang of failing to remove military forces from the battlefield as agreed, while Minister of Cabinet Affairs Dr. Martin Elia Lomuro is accused of allegedly recruiting and organizing local militias to conduct attacks against opposition forces in South Sudan. Elia and Kwal Manyang are also said to have allegedly perpetuated the conflict in South Sudan for their enrichment. However, South Sudan's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Deng Dao, says the sanctions against the two cabinet ministers are not justified. Deng further says the two ministers have been supportive of the peace process in the country and that bilateral sanctions against the people of South Sudan is a sanction against the whole country and is a sanction against peace itself. Some of the South Sudanese leaders the U.S. government has sanctioned include Deputy Defense Minister Malek Robin Riak, former Army Chief of Staff General Paul Malonga, Information Minister Michael Makwelweth, and Lajor State Governor Gathoth Gatboth. The U.S. Ambassador in South Sudan, Thomas Ashek, on Wednesday this week said Washington will continue to impose sanctions on individual leaders if they do not implement the revitalized peace agreement as planned. Patrick Oyet, Juba, South Sudan.